I think that we have to make a new agreement with reality, each and every one of us. A new agreement with what it is that's going to constitute our reality. And in the process of doing this, we have to let go. We have to let go of all of the things that we have been told and that we believe in. And these beliefs have served us along the path that we have found ourselves, and we have survived. But the beliefs, most of them that we have been handed, don't give us that real deep spiritual sense. And I really want you to look at those. It's like looking at a wake on a ship, on a boat. I was doing this the other day. I was down in Florida and went out on one of the canals, and my friend was driving, and I was looking at the wake. And the wake on a boat is the trail that we leave behind, isn't it, on the boat. Now, all of us, as we look at the wake on a boat, when it's moving along the water, all of us realize that the wake isn't driving the boat, is it? The wake doesn't drive the boat. The wake is just the trail that we have just experienced, and as we watch it, it just disappears. It just goes a little further, a little further, a little further, and then it's gone. Now, if you can see that metaphor, you can see that in looking at our own lives, there is also a wake that we leave. It is all of the experiences, it is all the people, it is all the events, it's everything that has ever come into our lives, all the beliefs, everything that we've been handed, everything that people have told us, all with good intentions, our parents, our religious training, our schools and all of that, not putting any of that down. It is not my purpose here to put anything down at all. But you have to understand that all of those things that constitute your history are not driving the ship called your life, unless you choose to believe that they are, any more than the wake drives the boat. I mean, what drives the boat? It's the present moment motoring that is going on somewhere in the boat, not the wake. So that hanging on to this idea that I have to be the way I've been because of what has happened to me is just as neurotic as believing that the wake drives the boat. We have to let go of that, and that is not an easy task. Becoming an enlightened spiritual master is not difficult at all. It is just overcoming the doubt that you have about your ability to do it. The toughest thing in the world to do is to convince somebody that they can be something that they haven't been before, or that they have an openness to a new reality. We get conditioned to believe that what we experience in our lives and this thing called waking consciousness, that this is reality, this is all there is. And letting go of that and seeing that that's just believing in the wake is the thing that you have to really work on. And you cannot do it. You can't do it unless you're willing to do it. No one else can make you do it. I can't convince you to do it. I can only say to you that what I said at the very beginning of Real Magic, when the student is ready, when the student is ready, the teachers will appear.